93 FM, Montréal.
Howdy, folks. You're listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m.
My entire life, I felt like a brand new human being. Didn't even feel anything like I'd ever felt before in my entire life. Yeah. I could concentrate on parts of my brain and be able to activate them. I can do that physically and be able to activate areas of my brain just through my own consciousness. So, and then they repeated the process a month later because I had another stain on my pillow. But then after that second process, when my all the clearing, then I had a constant telepathic connection, but my head felt like my head feels like it's this big, like my consciousness is completely expanded.
Oh, that's what you want, Kevin Estrella, talking about the procedures that removed the toxins from his brain by these ET races and their musical activations to awaken humanity. And what do you think this show has been about?
I would say it was the greatest gift that would ever been given to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's changed my consciousness.
You'll do that.
What I figured they did was to help increase my telepathy. Okay? Now, I'm still working on my telepathy. My incoming, receiving messages is still working on it. I've had much better success this year than I had in any other year. But my ability to project, specifically with my music and anything emotionally that I'm projecting out, they can hear really well now. It's really amplified my projections, let's put it that way. So that's kind of...
So when you say them hear really well, I mean, it's part of your communication with them that gets broadcast out to the collective through your music, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, after my music or even through me telepathically.
Just your words, just your presence. I mean, it's...
presence. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a vibrational thing. I mean, it's what you're embodying and what you're bringing through with many different mediums of expression. But it's the hugest part because, I mean, my sense is people listen to this music and it starts to help them to upgrade their DNA. It helps them to maybe even go through that process of detoxing or deprogramming that they might listen to your music and maybe have something exit their body. Do you think it can be transmission to the masses in that way?
Absolutely. That's what my music, that's the whole purpose of my music. It's communicating on a telepathic level. There's a lot that's going on in the different levels. People will hear it who it's meant to awaken.
That's how it is also with this show, Kevin Estrella and Laura Eisenhower. Space Play!
Thank you.
So, with the craziness that's going on in the world, and your connection with these beings that are here, acting on behalf of the human race that are the benevolent Zetas. When I was recruited to go on planet, it was the service to self ones that I was contending with, but that's a whole other thing.
Laura Eisenhower was recruited to go to Mars by the Secret Space Program, I think like 2015 or something, and she is the great-granddaughter of President Eisenhower.
Because, you know, there's not one, like, fixed persona that any, like, person of any race holds, similar to the human race. You know, there's, like you said, many different types of Zetas. What is your overall understanding that you're getting about where we currently are in the world and what they're communicating to you as far as where we're heading?
Laying on us!
I don't want to go into the election.
I do.
But we're at a crazy crossroads. So what kind of information or wisdom can you bring in that can help people to, I don't know, maybe get a grip on how to navigate these crazy times where it's very, very hard to see where it's all going. You know what I mean? I mean, is this all kind of like a part of the expected trajectory that we need to go through? Or are they noticing like shocks or anomalies that they're like not prepared for? Is this just like, yeah, it's just playing out. It's just, how can you help us to understand these times and how to navigate these times based in this, you know, connection that you have with this, you know, obviously galactic family?
They have been preparing for official first contact for a long time, and these go back to treaties that were signed in 1971, and these treaties expire in 2021. They have abided by the agreements of the treaties, even though the human part have broken a lot of their promises.
Really? I heard it was the ETs that broke a lot of their promises, and they just been straight up harvesting people like crazy, taking them off to be slaves and food sources and whatnot. I think everybody's breaking those promises on both sides.
Star nations who are involved in official first contact. That's a lot. So they are here to help prepare us for that. Our planet is going through some extreme changes that have been known about for thousands of years, that have been predicted in many of our religions, and we are going through these periods right now. We are in the middle of an extinction level event.
Oh boy.
And they're here to help prepare us and help us through this very difficult time, because our planet is going to go through a lot of physical changes. It's inevitable. They can't stop it. Our planet is going into an area of the solar system which is a very hostile environment. We're going to be getting a lot of storms. Our sun has already been changing dramatically, and the Schumann resonance has been increasing and increasing on this planet. The frequency of the planet is literally awakening. We're going through an awakening period.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so much happening. I mean, the Ponte have not talked about anything in regards to many people. You know, we talk about the Earth splitting with a 3D Earth and a 5D Earth, and the splitting of realities.
Watch it happen. It's supposed to start today. Well, as in yesterday when people hear this, on the winter solstice, it's a magical time. planets are aligned. December 21st, of course, y'all are hearing this on the 22nd. Welcome to the new world.
That is happening. We have these major polar shifts.
Right, like a bifurcation scenario, you're saying.
Pole splitting, and you know, the whole thing with the Mandela effect, that's also part of it, of these alternate realities that are, you know, because space and time are not stagnant. Past, present, and future are happening simultaneously, and the past can't change, and it has changed. But at the pond, you don't talk about that. That's more like, you know, other things. But the Ponte and these star nations are here to help this planet through these transition periods. But they won't be able to save everybody. This is not the first time that star nations have come down to help rescue the people of Earth during these extinction level events. It's happened multiple times on the timeline. So they're here to help us. There's already multiple ships which are already in the solar system. A lot of them are hiding behind Neptune. And they're basically, there's a lot of them which we consider the equivalent of a Red Cross. So they're here to help. But they're also here to witness a planet going through an extinction level event. A change that they've never seen before. So this is like a, you know, they got promo tickets to the biggest show that they will ever see in their lifetime.
Just about the consciousness of this planet and the history of I mean, I feel like this planet was made out of unconditional love to help return souls home, but it got heavily attacked, and now the mother energy is returned, and it's not about a figure, it's not about matriarchy, it's about the sacred union and the balance. And you know, I mean, do they communicate anything like in terms of all that? That is a positive thing that we can embrace?
Well, I know that, you know, the planets have consciousness. This planet is more fascinating than you can even imagine. And they've explained with the planet. One of the other things that they teach is archaeoplanetography. And what archaeoplanetography is that on the Earth, all of the different structures of the planet, in the landscape itself, is actually written
the history of this planet. So you can Google Earth, and you can actually trace outline different things within the Earth, images within images within images.
It's sort of like tree rings, then?
Tree rings?
Yep.
More in the sense of just like, why does that island shape like an elephant?
Right. Why okay. do I... But yes.
And it's this is not pareidolia. This is beyond. This is like we're talking about like really really complex, very detailed images, which are embedded archaeoplanetography in the planet. When you zoom out of the planet, you'll see much large ones. As you zoom in a little bit more, you start to see more and more ones. And these are like thousands of miles long. And then when you zoom in more, you'll see other ones, which are like, you know, hundreds of miles long. You zoom in more, you'll see ones that are like, you know, maybe 100. There's within. And it's layered upon layered. The history of this planet is actually written in the landscape.
I knew it!
This is not just an anomaly with Earth, but it's... You have to understand, the Pontee, they had their official first contact two or three million years ago. Is when they had their official first contact. They have been traveling the universe, exploring the universe for that long. Every single planet, every single moon, every single star has archaeoplanetography. Why? Because it was a gift from the builders.
The builders.
Yes.
And know the history before time, before we actually land on the planet to explore them. That's what I'm teaching.
Dang. Well, it seems, you know, they try and wipe out records. There's distortions of a lot of ancient texts, and, you know, the Akashic records aren't even, you know, accessed necessarily in an authentic way. This seems to supersede that. But when you see where the mentality of the masses are, it's very primitive, the things they're buying into as far as complying to being masked. It's like, this is a time of, like, stepping into human advancement, and people are literally being manipulated.
Better shut up and hold your breath, right?
Like, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your income if you don't do this. So, in the face of this dark cabal and New World Order, with all this level of connection and learning from, you know, this galactic family, I mean... And of course, a lot of people are going to die if they hold on to the programming, but...
That's right!
And I know you talk about the split, but it's like, isn't it crazy how primitive people's reaction are to these things? It's like, is this sort of a dud, like it should have been a greater awakening, or is this to be expected with things like Project Mockingbird and Paperclip and this infiltration of media. And I mean, it just seems so scary how many people are owned mentally and emotionally.
Oh, that's probably the scariest thing out there. Scarier than any earth changes and all that stuff.
It's all too hot, cool it if you can. Go out and get yourself a fire scent fan and fan it.
Fan.
Gotta fan it.
Fan.
Gotta fan it and cool it, fan it till the cows come home. Met myself a good girl, her name was Sue. Taught me how to love her. Just what do you gotta fan it, baby?
Fan.
Gotta fan it, honey.
Fan.
Gotta fan it and cool it, fan it till the cows come home. Fan it in the morning, fan it at night, fan it, baby, but fan it right, fan it.
Fan.
Fan it, honey.
Fan.
Fan it and cool it, fan it till the cows come home. Fan it.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, this planet has been ruled by controllers for thousands of years.
Oh, I know.
The human race has been enslaved in so many different ways. Yeah, we've had a lot of DNA upgrades, but we also have a lot of DNA downgrades from other races. So we've been played back and forth and played back and forth for a long time. But there are a lot of dark forces which have been in control of this planet for a long time. Now, this is not coming from the Ponte. This is coming from my own education, from what I've learned. So, you know, two great books that I learned a lot from are Judy Carroll's book, Extraterrestrial Presence on Earth, Lessons in History, which is a history of humanity from the perspective of the Zetas. And they get into a lot of stuff. They talk about the control players, they talk about manipulation of religions, but also, you know, reading Sasquatch Message to Humanity by Sunbo, which is, telepathically translated from Sasquatch Elder Camus, who's a 10,000-year-old Sasquatch with with ancient knowledge, and he explains it in that book. And then both books are telling the same story, but from the Sasquatch perspective and the Zeta story, they're telling the same story.
Whoa! So help us understand that connection between the Sasquatch and the Zetas.
Oh, take it easy, Laura.
Go a little bit more into that. That's a huge revelation. I don't think people are connecting those dots. That's huge.
That is wild.
Huge.
Oh, okay. Well, but you have to understand the Sasquatch and UFO. When you think of Sasquatch, you think of extraterrestrials. they've been seen together many times because they hang out together.
Yeah. And there's something about Maldek too, and the exploded planet, and yeah, it's like every time, because I've watched, I think every Sasquatch documentary, there's always some sort of ET thing going on. So yeah, talk to us about that.
One of my Ponzi buddies, Radar, who I'm very close with,
Radar!
His best friend is Kie, a 16-year-old Sasquatch. So they hang out together all the time, you know? So the Sasquatch and the Zetas, you know, they hang out together. The Sasquatch are friends with many Star Nations.
I want to high five the Sasquatch, buddy.
Get on board ships, and they will go with them too. There's many Sasquatch who have left Earth and have settled in other parts of the galaxies. They are very highly evolved beings, much more beyond humans in so many different ways. It's really sad that so many people think of them as monsters, when in fact, actually, they are incredible, you know, because they can be physical or they can be dimensional, but they're also telepathic. They're much older than us. The Sasquatch Elder Camus, he's 10,000 years old. He's seen several civilizations of humans come and go in his own lifetime.
That's major. And I've talked to actual beings that one woman had an orb while she was connected to Eve, that it would keep her alive and keep her almost immortal. And this orb, which was like the Philosopher's Stone, if it was in the wrong person's hands, it could kill them. But it could only be passed to certain people. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. And that's a disclosure that I haven't even really put out there yet. But it's so crazy because, you know, the Sasquatch energy. I had a dream that I was, like, spooning with the Sasquatch. We were just like, oh, all cuddled up. It was really sweet.
Visited by a Sasquatch about maybe 2 years ago. So I was in my apartment, and I wake up around 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, and I'm trying to get back to sleep, and my brain kind of lit up, and it was saying to me, "You have a visitor." And so then I let myself get into an alpha state, and then I was induced into an alpha theta state, and I'm basically lying there in bed. It was almost like it was like a lucid dream state, but I was not really asleep. And all of a sudden, I feel this big body lying on my right hand side, I feel this big arm wrap around my back. I feel this huge hand under my right hand here, like this. And then I hear telepathically in my head, my whole body vibrated when he did that. The hand down to my chest. I got a hug from a Sasquatch.
That's so huge. Ken, oh, I know. That was really amazing.
It is, Laura.
No way somebody like you could, and I can't myself. I mean, you don't go into that doom or gloom or, oh, the mission failed, because that's duality, failure, success. I mean, that duality really doesn't really exist. I mean, how do you process these times that we're in?
All I know is that the good, the light wins in the end. That's all I know. And so that's the only thing that's been just shared with me. So everything else that's going to hell right now, I also know that realities do switch, that timelines can switch, that things are not stagnant, that we can still awaken the people to choose the earth that we want to live in.
The time of the great bifurcation is this solstice, which was yesterday, December 21st, the beginning of the new sun, where reality manifests according to our will, whether we know it or not.
Okay?
Yeah.
And try and raise consciousness. So, I know that when this happened before, the last extinction level event, that a lot of people were not saved. This time around, they are sifting people, basically going through the sifters. Those who are of a lower vibration are going to be staying in the lower earth, the 3D earth. Those who are in a higher vibration are going to be moving up.
That time is now, the time of the great sifting.
So there's a split that's going on. And I think that also explains why some people have been affected by the Mandela effect and others have not. You know, like my brother and I grew up with the same stuff, watched the same movies, had the same experiences, and, you know, the Mandela effect has not affected him at all. Everything, all the new changes that have taken place, you know, all the new changes are his reality.
Oh.
dreams are so lucid where I wake up in this reality, and the reality is like the weird dream. And my, you know, it's like we're lifting the veil between the dream realm and the reality realms.
Oh,
and that causes these kind of shifts in the timelines to where something, it amazes me. I'm learning to accept it more than thinking, because I'm like, I have multi-dementia. You know, I'm like, I'm so, I'm starting to lose it right now.
I already have multi-dementia, honestly. You know, I've experienced so many things with consciousness and abilities, and I've had so many visitations from star nations in lucid dream states. It happens all the time.
With me too, Kevin Estrella and Laura Eisenhower
on Space Planes.
Real to real on VHS.
Tampa.
Explain it all at once. The closest I may come to that is playing music. People will know that I know, even if they don't know already. I don't have to spend my time worried about explaining myself to other people.
Give me rain.
expanded after I've learned how to really kind of make basically master lucid dreaming. What happened next? In the last 2 months, I accidentally didn't know what I did. It was until after the third time I did it, and I realized, oh my God, I just astral traveled. So now that's the new thing that I've learned, is how to astral travel. So, and that is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been trying to get into my body this whole lifetime.
Tell me about it.
I don't know what you call that. Not that anybody else was running it. You know, it's like, some of it is the recognition of, oh, wow, this whole time I was running an ability that I projected, well, not projected upon it, but other people's projected it as, oh, that's ADD. Oh, you can't concentrate. It's like, because I'm not, like, fully here. I'm working out our energy. And, you know, my sense is that you've had these abilities forever. I mean, you know, you're so switched on. To be able to move it through an instrument to the level of mastery that you're able to is such a huge,
huge
blessing for all
Kevin
of us.
Kevin Estrella.
So just much gratitude, you know?
I keep learning, you know?
Yeah,
and
me too.
The Ponte are thankful that I want to learn. And I'm a dedicated student, so I work at these things to learn these new skills. And it's continuous. It's continuous work. It's not stagnant. You know, I'm still working on my telepathy, but then all these new abilities happen, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm having visitations from star nations in lucid dream states. And these are not lucid dreams. These are not dreams. This is like, might as well be awake.
That's
and you're sitting there and you're talking to them. And you can touch their skin, you can feel the temperature of their skin, you know, and it's like you're interacting with them and you're fully conscious in the dream state. It's an altered state of consciousness. It's not a dream. It's very different, but it's amazing. And in some ways, it's actually safer. And I think I know that's the reason why they do that, is because with some other star nations, they may have biological or bacteria on their bodies that we would not necessarily be able to fight off. There could be an infection there. That's another reality to this. So that's something else to take into consideration. But, you know, in a lucid dream, it's quite safe. But astral travel is a completely different thing from lucid dreaming. It still feels the same, conscious-wise, but it's very different because now you're moving really fast. You're flying.
Yeah, well, I can imagine where you're going with, you know, this connection you have with these beings. And yeah, I mean, my experiences are sort of a mixed bag of unbelievable things I can't put into words, you know, starting from childhood. And some of it's been shut down. Some of it I know I'll regain. So for those that are feeling really cut off at times from this flow of energy, I mean, what does it take? You just put your intent out there to connect with a certain star system? I'm like, and I'm not saying this from my own question because I got my thing going on with the galactic.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, what can you say to people that are listening who are like, well, how can I make that connection? How can I feel, you know, that I found my galactic or soul family? And or if people are really desperate for some sort of guidance, what do you suggest to them to be able to get into the flow and begin to feel like, you know, you're not locked into this net and web that...
The net, the internet, it'll trap you. Hey, man, shut it off and get into the flow. You got to know with the flow.
You know, it basically is like the nasty spider that's starting to spin you into a thing that it's going to devour.
They call it the World Wide Web, Laura.
Careful. I mean, yep. What can you say to people that are want to understand what you get? First of all, I know it's listening to your music. That's going to be a huge activation, but...
Mine too.
So that's the answer, actually. No, actually... But no, go ahead. I mean, I can sense that your music... Oh.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. Kiss, I hope that this is as luck to you.